This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The White House Friday criticized China for profiting from human rights abuses and said it was watching the issues of forced labor closely. This after U.S. and other international companies came under attack from Chinese consumers for committing not to use cotton from China's Xinjiang region. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki told reporters, quote, "The international community, in our view, should oppose China's weaponizing of private companies' dependence on its markets to stifle free expression and inhibit ethical business practices," end quote. She was responding to a question about reports China was exerting pressure on companies that had committed to not using products made with forced labor. Britain's top court ruled Friday against supermarket giant Asda, whose mostly female store staff are seeking the same pay as its mainly male warehouse workers. The Supreme Court verdict was hailed by the GMB trade union as massive news that could spark compensation, but Asda insisted the long-running legal battle was not over. 20 Chinese military aircraft, including fighter jets, entered the southwestern corner of Taiwan's air defense identification zone Friday, the island's defense ministry said, in an escalation of tension across the sensitive Taiwan Strait. Taiwan's Air Force deployed missiles to monitor the incursion, the island's defense ministry said without elaborating. It also said its planes warned the Chinese aircraft over the radio. For more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com.